Thank you and good afternoon. Around 8 o'clock this morning, the Arcata Police Department responded to the Shell gas station on G Street after five men were seen doing drugs in a parked vehicle. When officers arrived on scene, one man left the vehicle and attempted to flee, but he was quickly detained by officers, and they located a loaded firearm on his person. Officers detained the remaining suspects, and a search of the vehicle turned up heroin, methamphetamine, nunchucks, burglary tools, as well as a loaded pistol. All five men, identified as Braylon Lanier, Andrew Lamberson, Nathan Mays, Kaysen Crutchfield, and Richard Martin, were all booked into county jail on a list of firearm and drug charges. This afternoon, the Redwood Memorial Foundation announced the recipients of the foundation's 2016 scholarships. Every year, the Redwood Memorial Foundation awards scholarships to high school seniors and community members from the Eel and Van Dusen River Valleys, as well as the Southern Humboldt communities, who plan to pursue careers in the medical field. Among the high school seniors who received scholarships included Marco Vargas, Jasper Bernstein, Kaylin Farley, Natalie Leming, Lane Sotomayor, Abby Young, and Michaela Sancho, while Michaela Ammer and Natalie Davey were the two community members who received scholarships as well. Dan Squire has wildfire news.
Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will host a community meeting tomorrow night from 5 until 7 at the Hoopa Wildfire Training Center to discuss the ongoing fire season and the impact it will have as we enter the summer months. Residents near Happy Camp are already dealing with the Pony Fire, which is burning just over 2 miles west from Highway 96 in the Klamath River and 17 miles north of Soames Bar. The fire started last week and has burned more than 2,300 acres so far, and just over 1,000 personnel are assigned to the blaze. Fire officials are hoping that less wind, slightly cooler, and more humid weather conditions will ease the burden on fire crews working in rugged, steep terrain.
Thank you, Dan. On Monday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reported that the body of Paul Michael Martin was recovered at the mouth of the Klamath River. Martin went missing in early April after he and two other men were swept away by the currents in the Trinity River. While the other two men were able to make it to safety, Martin was nowhere to be found, despite an extensive search by law enforcement and search parties. Delnor County Search and Rescue recovered Martin's body at the mouth of the Klamath River last week and notified Humboldt authorities on Monday. The sheriff's office is investigating a reported home invasion robbery that occurred on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka. The 58-year-old male victim reported that two black male adults knocked on his back door asking for help, and when the victim opened the door, the two men forced their way inside. Both intruders were armed with handguns and demanded money and marijuana, but when the victim refused, one of the suspects pistol-whipped the victim, nearly knocking him unconscious. The victim turned over cash to the suspects before they fled the scene. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Assembly Bill 2384 was discussed this morning at the Senate Policy Committee, a bill that would require the Governor's Office of Emergency Services to develop a plan to promote public awareness of how to identify and report suspected terrorist activity. 50 people were shot dead and more than 50 were left injured following a mass shooting at a nightclub in Orlando early Sunday morning. And the bill's author, Assemblyman James Gallagher, said one of the ways individuals can keep their community safe from an attack like this is to practice awareness.
Terrorist attacks like this leave many asking, what can I do to help? One of the best things we, as individuals, can do to keep our community safe is practice awareness in our everyday lives. If you see something out of place or notice someone acting strange, say something.
Gallagher went on to say that more domestic terrorist attacks are being carried out by individuals working alone.
More and more domestic terrorist attacks are the work of lone wolves who act without official coordination from overseas organizations. California residents are frequently the best line of defense. Communities that are alert and informed have a large impact on maintaining safety in our nation. We need to make sure that if someone sees something, they say something.
The attack in Orlando was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, and vigils were held over the last 2 days in Arcata and in Eureka to remember the victims. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.